This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. This live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark,
Danica,
and Johnson.
855-450-free. You can go to archives.freetalklive.com. We have episodes of Free Talk Live going back for many, many years there, and you can get them for free. It's all at archives.freetalklive.com. I know the other talk show hosts want you to pay for old episodes. We don't do that. We just give them to you. Archives.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is about your calls. Let's go straight to Michael Dean, the NSA of the Liberty Movement. Michael, you there?
Oh, you say it like you're sighing when you say my name, Mark.
I just know there's nothing. I'm not going to get away with it. Whatever it is, I'm not going to get away with it because Michael Dean is always watching.
You didn't do anything. I'm agreeing with you that, the video of the Colbert thing is kind of embarrassing, but I don't know. I don't think you should be personally embarrassed. It's not you, and liberty is not a collective movement. It's individuals.
Nope.
But here's the thing. I would recommend to anybody, when the mainstream media comes out and points a camera at you, run. They always find the equivalent of, covering the tornado and finding the fat, drunk redneck and the wife beater who's saying, praise Jesus, my toilet's still here, you know? And well, that was Chris Cantwell in this case. But you know what?
And Wait a second. Go ahead. So there was this New York Times article that came out. I can't remember. Maybe it's been a year. Maybe it's been 6 months. Timelines are not my thing. And it was disparaging as all get out to the Liberty Movement here in New Hampshire, saying that I can't quote any of it, but it wasn't good. It was a columnist that wrote it, and what we saw from it were signups, lots of signups for
right,
the Free State
right.
Project.
Yeah, well, the 600-pound gorilla in the movie with this in this Colbert Report piece that people aren't noticing, and it's bizarre to me that no one's noticing it. Cantwell muzzle sweeps himself, the camera, and downtown Keene.
He muzzle sweep himself with a holstered weapon?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was holstered.
But he's handling it and with a snub nose. First of all, basic rules of gun safety. There's four of them, and one of them is don't point a gun at anything you're not willing to destroy. That is non-negotiable, and anybody who says, you're just nitpicking, you're insane, because that is safe gun handling. It's one of the most important aspects of what you can do in liberty or to if you're jumping in front of the camera like a deer in front of the headlights to be the face of liberty.
I agree he didn't. It wasn't like he was cavalierly sweeping, the cameraman and himself. He was putting his gun back on his belt, and it was a holstered weapon with the snap done.
Yeah,
he couldn't pull the trigger if he wanted to, even accidentally. The safety was also probably engaged because, again, it was snapped and holstered.
There's no safety on
revolver,
man. You don't know anything about guns.
I don't know enough.
You shouldn't be talking about them.
That's not true that I don't know anything about guns. I don't know.
There's no safety on a revolver, man.
Yeah.
There's no safety on a snub-nosed revolver.
Right.
Yeah.
I won't say that I know a lot. I'm not going to say that, but it's unfair to say that I don't know anything. I've fired guns several times. I'll admit that I don't own one. I want to, but...
I want you to take a gun safety class if you're going to own one. And here's the thing, like everybody says in Liberty, well, we don't need the government to, like, determine who has a gun permit. You know, in Liberty, the people who are unsafe with guns would be, you know, snubbed by the community.
But okay, such a reaching critique, though. It really is. I agree with it. I agree with the gun safety point of that you should never sweep your weapon across people. I absolutely agree. However, it's so reaching to say this about a holstered weapon. Yes, you want to be careful with it. You don't want to sweep people, but to be fair, it is a holstered weapon.
Hold on.
So you're arguing long and hard in favor of being able to sweep people with a holstered weapon.
No, that's not what he's saying.
No, not really.
What he's saying is he agrees. It's just that he thinks that it's a reach. Now, let me ask you this. Johnson, you agree with this statement. On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad was Cantwell's step across the line here?
Maybe like a 3.
A 3. And Michael W. Dean, how far do you think it is?
Gun safety, it's a 10, man.
Okay, so.
Well, it's a 9. 10 would have been shooting somebody.
All right, so on a scale of 1 to 10, you guys have to come between a 9 and a 3.
So what about the guy, what about the cop who's teaching a gun safety course who shoots himself in the foot? I mean, come on.
So Cantwell's acting like a cop. So basically you're saying, well, cops do it, it's okay in Liberty.
No,
it's
I'm not.
Okay,
I'm just saying, like, you're reaching. Do you really, have really hard. Reaching.
Well, okay. I don't want to, yes, no, uh-huh.
Right.
I'm not interested in that argument. Do you have any other critiques on it, Michael W. Dean?
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing new that they come out and point a camera at you. I mean, something my wife and I have in common that we didn't know about until we met was before we met each other, we were both at punk rock shows where local news showed up because punk rock was a new phenomenon, pointed a camera at us. We both separately, you know, not even years away from meeting each other, gave really eloquent speeches about rebellion and anarchy and youth and dissatisfaction and do it yourself. And in both cases, the local news took, you know, we gave 5 or 10 minute interviews, and the local news always used the one clip where you do a brain fart and sound stupid.
Yeah,
of course.
They do it every time, man. So, you know, if you want to spread a movement, make your own media. Don't go try to jump onto the other media, because the other media is not going to treat you well, ever.
Yeah, I don't think that they were treated well here. I guess what it remains to be seen. The reason I'm not going to get bent out of shape on this is because I have seen a year's worth of this stuff up to this point, and what I do see is that usually, yes, the signups increase when the bad news stories come out. I don't like them. And the difference is, if you boil it all down, and it's taken me years to figure this out, if you boil it all down, Ian's goal is to get more signers. That's his only goal. My goal is to live here with these people that you're making angry all the time.
So his goal is quantity over quality. Your goal is quality over quantity.
Oh, I don't know about quality. I really don't know the answer to that. I don't know how to get the good activists. I think that his goal of getting people to move and then the good ones stick around and the great
ones
get better.
Well, Cantwell's leaving, right? Cantwell's leaving,
no.
Isn't he?
No.
Cantwell is not leaving New Hampshire.
Okay. But he did manage to trick people into believing that.
Okay, yeah. Well, I saw the thing where he tricked people into it. And he's a good writer, and he's a funny, and he can do a decent paragraph and parody. That thing was funny. I bought it for about halfway through it, and then I was like, okay, this is, but even before I got to the naked picture. But I thought it was based on something real. I thought he was leaving the house to go, like, solve mysteries in a van with one of the cop block guys.
Isn't it stopfreekeen.info or something?
Yeah.
I thought he was going on the road, like, not paying, couldn't pay rent, and was going on the road with
that story. It's, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to get into details about this, but it's actually, I would say it's one of the more responsible and least aggressive thing. Like, the reasons why Cantwell are doing this are so right, it's amazing. But, you know, I just, you know, it's details that are like, he's doing a very good thing by doing what he's doing, essentially.
By leaving town?
He's not leaving town, though, but by leaving this house, yeah.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
It does sound as though it's cryptic for a reason.
I trust you more than I trust your gun safety analysis.
I'm not, my gun safety analysis, I'm just, it's not the gun safety that I think is the, I mean, like, my problem is with the critique. I absolutely agree with you. Oh, you shouldn't put a holstered weapon on your, you shouldn't try to put a holstered weapon on your belt while you're in a seated position.
You know what, though?
That's ridiculous.
He does it repeatedly. In the video where he shoots the American flag, he muzzle sweeps his thigh and his foot.
Right.
And that's a loaded gun that, you know, warm for me and fire. I mean, he's between him firing two shots.
I guess muzzle sweeping yourself isn't a violation of the aggressor principle.
It's your rule. The rule of gun safety is don't ever point a gun at anything you're not willing to destroy. So I guess Cantwell is willing to destroy himself and down.
Certainly with alcohol on the pass.
And a cameraman from the Colbert Report.
All you have to do is take a look at his online stuff, and I'd say you come to that same conclusion. Michael W. Dean, thank you for the call. 855-450.
He certainly appeared to be destroying himself behind that V-mask.
3733.
Oh, my.
I cannot unsee that. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel any time. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have been all over the airwaves tonight talking about this. But I guess this video that's come out from the Colbert Report, you can go find it at freekeen.com, or you can go to our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com and check it out. It's about a seven-minute video, and they make fun of the Free Keener folks doing their Robin Hooding, which is plugging parking meters for people, and call them a-holes and douchebags and a variety of things that they've said. And to prove exactly how much of a douchebag we here on Free Talk Live are, we're going to give you a free pound of coffee. You can go to coffee.freetalklive.com and sign up. It's a subscription program. Yes, they do sell coffee. Indeed, that's what they do there. They will give you a free pound of coffee so you can try it out. It's shade grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. And you can cancel a subscription anytime. You can get your free pound and say, I'm not interested. For whatever reason, just cancel and that's it. Now, you pay the shipping on the pound, but the pound's free. But if you continue to get your coffee there, and you probably drink coffee every day, most people do, at least here in the United States, and if you do get your coffee there, you'll be helping us to help people around the world, because BuzzBox, that's the company through which we do this, they give us some of the proceeds back so that we can give microloans to people through Kiva.org. And we've given lots of microloans to people, and we're able to help them do all kinds of different things. Give them a hand up out of poverty, because human freedom's great, but it really doesn't matter if you can't eat. So coffee.freetalklive.com. Go check it out and get your free pound. Coffee.freetalklive.com. So, Johnson, this video, it's certainly stirred everything up.
It sure has.
There's lots of people. As I understand it, there was a death threat on the Free Keen page.
Oh, wow.
And lots of people believe that the Free Keeners, that this, you know, this proves that the Free Keeners don't really care about moving the right people here to New Hampshire.
Well, certainly if we're trying to move people that make death threats here.
I don't want to move them here.
Oh, yeah. Wait, that's probably not coming from people that are, you know, quality people trying to move here. That's probably coming from one of the locals who are sometimes class acts. So, I don't know. I do, you know, since Cantwell was brought up in the last segment, you know, about talking about this, I'd like to read something that he wrote, because I think he made a very, very good point on this, on one of the many threads on Facebook that were spawned by this. And, you know, it was talking about basically one of the critiques is, you know, how Free Keen's been chasing around the meter readers, which is really not accurate. It's not true. But
what do you mean?
Well, one of the critiques is that the Robin Hooders are harassing and chasing around these government employees. And really, that happened.
Well, harassing is a legal term.
Right.
And they're not doing that, right, because harassing includes the term threatening.
But they're not even being, for the most part,
hassling,
annoying and hassling. They're not really even doing that. For the most part, It's certainly been done. You know, they certainly have pulled a lot of video from something that happened, what, like 2-3 years ago, that was the one time that Cantwell went out?
Yeah.
The one time that he went out. They reused that video over and over and over again, just like they used the video of Derek talking to the little old lady crossing guard who freaks out because he happens to have a camera on her from 40 feet away, and so she has to run up and try and smack it out of his hand because she's such a sweet, kind old little lady who's, you know, being harassed by these horrible activists. You know, when really it was her overreaction and her weird problem. So Cantwell goes on to say, he says, being nice to people is great as long as they're nice to you, perhaps even to some extent when they being nice even when they aren't. But when you have persistently belligerent, dishonest, and a violent enemy, tactics must evolve. From the sidelines, it's easy to spout off at the mouth. We all do it, and I don't really mind it. But the boots on the ground, the people in the middle of the action, behave the way they do because they are the ones in the action, and they know best how to handle the situation.
Or at least they're the ones willing to handle the situation.
Sure. The evidence is pretty plain to see. The people who complain about activism aren't activists, at least not in any visible way. If you prefer to be behind the scenes, if you think you can do more good by making a print magazine for the Free State Project Incorporated, but nobody here is going to tell you not to. Heck, we're not even going to tell you how to improve it. Truth is, we're probably never even going
to
read it.
Oh, they'll tell you how to improve it, certainly. If you put, for instance, a tree that looks like a penis in it, they will make a, they'll have a fit.
Well, that'll be talked about for years. Yeah.
I'll tell you exactly how to improve
it. Let me finish this comment and then address that. But when you need somebody to improve it, because nobody is listening to you, just let us know. We've still got your back. I just think it's really sad that you don't return the favor. Now, so, for example, the penis tree had exactly the effect that I wanted it to have, which was to get eyeballs on it. That was keen style activism, I guess, on a design project. Sure. It was guerrilla marketing. The problem that I wanted to solve was there aren't eyes on this map, and I want people to take a look at it. And so that's what I did, and it worked amazingly well. You know, it did exactly what it wanted to do. Now, the names that I thought were attached to this, first of all, to this thing, were names that are of people who I thought could take this joke, and especially with the Free State Project in general, with most of the activists, these are people who, in the most cases, like, why would you have a problem with a cartoon? You know, like, this is a cartoon. It was hidden so well that it would take people, like, 10 minutes to find it. In general, even when they knew it was there, it was done in a way that was so subtle that it was like, okay, why are you going to have a problem with this? I was thinking, this is a liberty community, then therefore conflating libertine. And so then what, you know... there were some folks that had a problem with it, and so yeah, so they're going to be people that are going to tell you what's wrong with what you've done.
Sure. I think that there's one thing's for certain is that liberty activists here have a lot of critiques for other people and their types of activism, but how else do you find out what's good and what works?
Well, you had brought up a good point, because I remember when you were actually talking on Free Talk Live about this. This was years ago. You said, okay, the only reason that people knew what it was, they'd already know what it looks like. No, and, you know, like I said, you hit it perfectly well enough so that no one knew what it was unless they'd already know what it looked like.
I had the family-minded people, you know, the family-minded activists or whatever the family is. That was in my mind when I did this. It was hidden from child's eyes by being so obscure as to not be understandable unless you knew what you were looking for. Well, but, you know, the thing, I guess, that my only problem with that, I guess the only apology that I would make for that is that for the people who can't take a joke, being offended, and the people who were organizing at the time, their names being attached to that. Unfortunately, I didn't think that there were going to be people that really couldn't take a joke on this. It was my own short-sightedness. I really didn't think that there were going to be a bunch of libertarians that were going to be outraged by a cartoon thing that's hard to find, takes 10 minutes, and I didn't really think that the outrage was going to be there. And what happened was, it was manufactured by one person who had a beef with me. But certainly there's going to be, you know, especially because this is a group where there are just so many different factions. If factions will just find reasons to have problems with one another.
Yeah, I used to get really bent out of shape about this whole thing, you know, like the outside the system activism or whatever it was. I don't anymore, just because I've seen that it happens, it blows over, everything's fine.
Yeah, I'm certainly, the hand-wringing, you know, it's crazy. It's just so much of it, and I want to talk more to it.
855-450-3733.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark,
Danica,
and Johnson.
855-450-3733. So we've been talking about this Colbert Report video of the Free Keeners. I guess that's what they're calling them, or something like that. Free Keen Squad, something. And the Robin Hooding, which is going around putting coins in meters so people don't have to pay parking tickets here in Keene, New Hampshire. And, you know, I guess, color me unsurprised that the Colbert Report really wasn't doing anything but a dishonest slanted piece here. I guess I'm not surprised. I would have liked to have seen some lampooning of the other side in this.
Sure, maybe some accurate reporting.
But there wasn't anything like that.
Yeah.
The closest thing...
The sad realization becomes that the majority of Americans get their news from the Colbert Report and the Daily Show.
I think it's mostly
and
the
their
Daily
commitment
Show,
yeah. to honesty is zero.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's certainly some things they've done that I think are poignant and right on the money, but those are the things I agree with them on. Anyway. I want to tell you about the Texas Bitcoin Conference. We're going to be at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. This is the second annual event, and it's going to be at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, March the 28th and 29th. There's an event, like an evening event right before that, the 27th. It's going to be loaded with the best and the brightest and the latest of Bitcoin speakers and exhibits on Bitcoin, as well as hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin hackathon. And this thing was epic last year. They've even invited the entire Texas legislature to allow them to see firsthand that not enacting complicated regulations encourages innovation and job creation. It's a Texas Bitcoin Conference that's going to prove that Bitcoin is a source for good. If you're knee-deep in Bitcoin or you're just interested, this is the place to be. March 28th and 29th, along, of course, the kickoff event on the 27th. Right now they're doing a white paper call, so if you've got an idea... You can make that can make the community grow. Go ahead and contact them. It's TexasBitcoinConference.com. We're going to be there, and I'm excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. TexasBitcoinConference.com.
I want to make a comment about myself real quick. Just a thing that because this has been happening for a while, and I think it's related to this issue. So because of the one bit of, public activism, if you want to call it that, because I was making the maps for the Pork Fest that one year.
Porcupine Freedom Festival. Several years ago,
and I did the joke penis that went on the map.
The trinus.
So a lot of people have come to know me for that, right? It's become known as like, oh, Todd Johnson, the trinus guy, that's funny, But what's also funny is that's what happens when you are a backseat activist. And I fully admit, I've always tried to be behind the scenes. So no one really knows the fact, some people kind of know that, hey, I had a lot to do with the design work of freetalklive.com and the products and the logo and the shirts and stuff like that. But most people don't know that I've done so many of the political campaigns in Manchester, their flyers and signs and stuff. The NH Independence did logos for them, did stuff for NH Common Sense for their stuff, done stuff. I mean, I've been doing graphic design for every freaking activist group.
You've also
group.
Done the Bitcoin flyer. You've also done the Freaking flyer.
Bitcoin flyers.
Hundreds of hours of basically free activism in many cases, doing design work, and you slide one tiny little green trinus in, and that's,
because I've been behind the scenes. I haven't been running my own graphic design business. I haven't been, I've just been doing here it is. I'm available to do this. This is something I do, and it's what I do on part time when I have the ability to do so, and I've been doing graphic design for people, and in a lot of cases it's not really free, so I don't want to put it out there that I've been doing all this free design, but I've certainly been doing it for affordably, and I have done some free things. Sometimes it is free, yeah, absolutely. So at any rate, I find it funny that these people who are doing all this hand-wringing about, what these activists are doing, these activists are putting themselves out there.
But wouldn't you say that, I would rather have no activism than bad activism. So, for instance, if somebody decides that the best thing they can do for liberty is to smear themselves in peanut butter and run naked down the streets of Keene yelling the N-word. Okay, you and I would say it really doesn't have anything to do with freedom.
Sure.
But they believe it does, for whatever reason, speech or something, right? And I would advise them, hey, it would be best for you, and really, honestly, for everybody, if you just didn't go ahead and do that.
Sure.
So that's a yes or no offer on situation. I'm going to say that there's some activism best left undone.
Okay, maybe. I can concede to you maybe on that. I'm not going to go...
maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not even going to go the full way on that, because there's some activism that people would say stuff like that, about the topless activism or the... marijuana
420,
you know, 420
yeah.
rallies, stuff like that, that people are going to have problems with no matter what.
They critique
and
all the activists.
And they'll critique it that way. But, I mean, one of the things, especially from, again, inner circles, people who are, you know, already in the Free State Project, critiquing people, you know, critiquing, they critique certain activists and certain people in Keene. And what's ridiculous to me, especially about this, and I don't, I feel weird singling him out, but James Cleveland, come on. I mean, I can see, like, some of these, some of the other activists who have, you know, big personal, you know, weird images that they're, like, weird people, you know, they get out there. But, like, he's an accountant. You know, it's like, that's what, and now he's running a thrift store. I mean, and this is the guy who these people are critiquing and trying to make into, like, oh, he's the mumbling racist mastermind. Like, that's what this Colbert report. Oh, with the yin yang clip. I mean, I don't know. Maybe
that's the best
didn't
we
say
can do with the yin yang is call it racist.
Well, he called it racist because he's like, what's like the free Keene people are part of the good, the white part. You know, like. It's like,
you called it racist?
So the Colbert Report insinuated that by saying, because he said that it was the white part that was good, you know, like, as though that was a racist thing to say. I mean, it is a little bit of a misunderstanding of the yin-yang, but the yin-yang is about good and evil.
It is about
that. You know, it is about that. It's also about male and female and life and death. But, yeah, the white part is good in the theory of the yin and yang. It's not about something being racist yet. That's what the Colbert Report tried to imply. Why? Because they're racist. They're race baiters. But, you know, I just think it's so ridiculous. Like some of the activists that people are like, oh, the free Keene people are all out of their minds. And it's like, really? Really? Some of the people...
A lot of people believe that.
Yeah, sure.
A lot of locals believe that. Look, so I'm at my fire department.
Forget locals. I'm not really worried about the locals. I know. What I'm worried about No. I'm worried... What I'm talking about right now, I'm not saying don't be worried about the locals at all. What I'm saying is, and I wouldn't be doing Shire Sharing Keene if I didn't think that, you know, we need some positive goodwill kind of activism out there. You know,
Sharing Keene is a program where we're helping to feed
SharingKeene.org.
Yeah, 22 families here in Keene, New Hampshire for Thanksgiving.
So, what I'm concerned about is people who are already in the Free State Project and activists who are out there who are just critiquing other activists while they're meanwhile really not doing very much.
It does happen. Let's go to James in Wisconsin. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yep, gotcha. Yep.
Cool, because I was having trouble. I wasn't sure if you're going to be able to hear me. I'm glad that you can, and love your show. Thanks, guys, for doing what you do. I wanted to comment on all of this discussion that you guys are having about how you know you're upset with the attitude of maybe non-activists or just people who don't appreciate your particular brand of activism. And And I just kind of wanted to point out, Mark, I think Mark, right? Mark, is that your, one of your,
yep.
Mark speaking?
I am Mark.
Okay, Mark. So, Mark, you had a really good point earlier. There's no other way to find out, like, we're talking about a free society, right? So there's no other way to find out that your idea sucks than by criticism from other people who don't agree with your particular brand of activism.
Hold on for a second, James. I want to talk to you. If you agree, 855-453, or if you don't, Free Talk Live.
It's Lumber Liquidators' third annual Yellow and Black Friday flooring sale. Right now, get incredible end-of-year deals before they're gone. There's no better time to get hardwoods, like Brazilian Koa, for an unheard-of 40% off. And all bamboo is up to 30% off. Plus, our thickest and best laminates are 25% off our lowest prices. And get 26-month special financing. Even more deals are added daily in our stores. It only happens once a year. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. We have been talking mostly about the video from the Colbert Report that's on the Free Keeners doing their Robin Hooding. And Robin Hooding is feeding parking meters. It's Mark with you.
Danica.
And Johnson.
Your calls are welcome at 855-450-FREE. We were talking to James in Wisconsin, and he says, you know, hey, you got to try things and find out what works and what doesn't work. Is that about right, James?
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts?
Well, right. I mean, so I was listening, and maybe, I'm sorry, it's Danica and Mark, and then who's the other guy?
Johnson.
Jonathan. So I was listening to Jonathan talk, and I guess he...
Johnson with an S. Like the company.
Yeah, like the last name for her first name.
Johnson. I'm sorry. Got it. Johnson. Okay, yep. Johnson. So you were complaining about how maybe you made a mistake or you didn't feel like it was a mistake, but you put some penis in a tree and...
Yep.
And I mean, you were like upset about it, and that's cool. And you know what? Maybe it was just a dumb idea. I don't know. Maybe freedom comes with a price, and you got to live with the fact that a bunch of people who you thought were your compatriots really just were disenchanted with your methodology.
Sure.
And I'm not saying that you shouldn't feel offended either. Like, you should feel offended, and then you should offer your counter to their, you know.
I hear what you're saying, and I want to clarify, because that's not really the point that I was making, and I don't want it to come off that way. So there was, yes, there were specifically two people. It's really actually comes down to one person who I had that problem with, which you just said, because it was a friend of mine, and I lost a friend over it. But that's not why I was bringing that issue up. The reason why I was bringing that issue up is the point that I was making is that if you try to be an activist who stays behind the scenes like I was, you know, like I do a lot of graphic design behind the scenes. I'm not one of these people who's out front trying to get myself in the news, trying to get attention, trying to get more people to know what I'm doing and self-promote and get more people to move. I'm trying to help others who do that, but in the process, I've been very behind the scenes. I haven't been self-promoting in that process. And so what happened was, is because I was being so behind the scenes, the one thing I did that got attention, and it got attention because it was controversial and, you know, could potentially be seen as negative, the one thing that I got attention for branded me. And that's what's going to happen if you don't, you don't do a lot of things and really control your branding, is that, and if you're going to be a behind the scenes activist, someone else is going to decide who you are.
Oh, yeah, that's really good. That's pretty deep. Good job.
You know, someone else is going to define, you know, what your brand is if you don't control it yourself.
Yeah, I think you're right, James. Appreciate the call, that we do have to, to some extent, see how things work. But what I found over time is that, you know, my opinion on other people's activism, they don't care. And ultimately, it seems like everything's still moving forward here at the Free State Project. We're still being successful. We still have more and more legislators getting elected that are freedom-oriented and, you know, the things that I want.
And really, I think that there are going to be people who watch this clip. I think that folks are not able to interpret how someone is going to watch this and say, I see through the lies, I see through that what's going on in this clip, and I want to find out more about these people. I want to Google Freekeen, and I want to, oh, look, Freekeen's got this 101 reasons, what's that? And, like, actually go and look and investigate more, because there are going to be a lot of people who do that.
I hope people do. You can go see the clip at facebook.freetalklive.com and at freekeen.com, actually. It's both those places. It's freekeen.com on Facebook.com. Let's go to Jim Jesus, calling in from Las Vegas. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going? It's been about, what, 7 years since I called into the show?
I'm not keeping a calendar on it.
You love me.
So I do. I think you guys are taking this way too serious, especially Johnson.
You can tell he's scarred by this whole thing with the penis.
Fuming.
When you're talking about satire, you have to, people do kind of see through the lies. That's the whole point of satire. When people look at The Onion, people look at My Card Game, for example. I mean, people do see through the humor. They see through the lies. And it's as a point of making a message. And, well, you know, it is true that Colbert did actually kill the Occupy Wall Street movement with his interview with Justin and Ketchup. At the same time, he's actually kind of promoted other ideas as well.
Sure. It's pretty clear he's not a fan of this one, though.
Well,
I think it might be too big for him to do anything about, though.
That's okay. So, and this is something that I think people have a huge, huge misunderstanding of how this works. He wouldn't have done a huge report on it and given it all this attention if he really didn't like it. It's a little secret. It's the fourth wall radio, people. If we here at Free Talk Live really don't like something, you just don't talk about it.
That's the worst
thing that you can do is ignore something. Because, and you know it's true, it's certainly happened where it's like, we're not going to give that any attention because it's not worth our time.
But then again, you also got to remember that Colbert is a liberal, from what we can tell so far. We're not going to really know.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to really be 100% sure until he gets his late night show with Letterman leaves.
He's clear when he's done these interviews with Oprah and that sort of thing. This man's a liberal from South Carolina. You know, I mean, a little unusual. There's no doubt about it. Now, what are his non-liberal thoughts is what I'd be interested in, because there's kind of this regular sort of progressive line. But nobody...
Right.
fits into every mold. So I'd be interested, what does he believe that doesn't fit into that mold is what I'd be interested in.
And, oh, I am too.
Yeah.
I am too. But I think it's really important to kind of see through the satire and think of this as an opportunity to get some free publicity, which he's given.
Oh, yeah, lots of it.
But you also got to remember that he also really did a really scathing hit piece against Occupy Wall Street, which you would assume that he is very sympathetic to.
Indeed. Absolutely. It's the truth. I don't remember seeing – I don't think I saw it, but you know, I was annoyed by Occupy Wall Street in many ways too. But now that it's over, I think they did more harm – no, more good than they did harm.
No, I think he did more harm than he did good for the Occupy Wall Street. I mean, if you watch that video, if you look up Ketchup on Colbert Report, it's really bad. I mean, I think a lot of people have said that this is that was the one moment that really killed the Occupy Wall Street movement.
I'll check it out. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, me too.
That's Jim Jesus, appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Dalton, calling in from Grand Forks, North Dakota. Dalton, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, sure. What's on your mind?
No, I was just calling because this is, like, seriously my second time actually listening to the show. I've had
okay.
to get on Facebook for, like, quite a while. And just turning through the channel, finally found that you guys are actually, you come through on our radio over here. So it's
yes.
crazy. And, I don't know. I was just curious, like, are you all, how would you say it, voluntarist anarchists? Or are you guys more right leaning libertarians?
Well, I believe that anarchists are people who wear black and throw Molotov cocktails through store windows. Usually, they're European. Now, what I would say is that if I had the opportunity to talk about it, is that I think that the ideas of governance have probably not reached their pinnacle in the year 1789. And that we are going to see new and different forms of government as time goes by. Now, it's going to be difficult to evolve because governments are monopolies. Monopolies don't like to give up control. So I think we're going to see something new and different. I think that new and different thing, as time goes by, is going to increase human freedom. And that what we're going to see perhaps will be governments that compete against each other for our business. In the same way that cell phone companies govern our behavior through the contracts that we have with them, that we may have contracts with people who provide personal protection from other people and things like that. So it's not that I don't believe in government. It's that I believe that over time it will be detached from land masses.
Okay. Yeah. Like, well, I guess it may be my fault for poorly phrasing. I was just
oh no,
curious, like,
this is an obscure
agreement that we're all
Dalton.
Wanted.
My thought process is pretty obscure, and it's going to take a long time to educate people on this. So I appreciate you calling in and asking. No problem at all.
Okay. I try, and you guys are talking about activism and everything, and I don't know. Being in Grand Forks, there's pretty much nil. What goes on for libertarianism anyway. It's, you know, pretty much conservative, you know.
Have you looked up the Free State Project?
Oh, yeah, I have. And I have had a great interest in it, but, you know.
Hold the line, Dalton. I want to talk to you. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
With autumn in the air,
It's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.